Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to
the last ever.
Well, we'll say the. Yeah. Well, I was thinking of.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I do need to turn this TV down.
Okay, that's a little bit better. But we'll say this would be probably like a final episode on Blog Talk. We're not going to say that we're not going to use Blog Talk again, but we'll probably just use it like very rarely. If we got something on our minds that we want to just get out there right away, we'll use it for that. Well, I know we got YouTube to do that as well, but Blog Talk would be kind of like our backup sort of thing until we can find a station. So there's a few of them that I'm leaning towards to, but I think I'll figure it out and let people know when the time's right. Let's see, it's just like a little bit nervous since it's like we're leaving Blog Talk Radio. I've been doing this for like a while now. Now, I know we had like some hiatus moment, but it's just for the best, and like money wise, it's for the best. And plus, we're not, you know, getting like sponsors or anything like we used to with this. So just better off we just do something that is better price, and hopefully we'll find something that will have close to the same features as this, that, you know, people can call in, ask their questions, or talk to us and stuff like that. Monday, Labor Day, I ended up with a really, really big panic attack.
That was my fault. That made you touch my arm.
Well, I guess maybe the combination of everything, but I wouldn't say everything, just some things. Probably like trigger it. And then, like I said, it just happened on the way to work. So I just like sit there and just like, because I had panic attacks in the past, and none of them that I had didn't felt like this one. It was like really like major.
Horrendous.
Yeah, horrendous. So just took myself and go to the doctor, well, to the emergency room, and said check screen, and I was like, it could be either a heart attack or a panic attack, but I'm leaning for a panic attack, but I just want to check just in case. So they did their they took me on the wheelchair, they had me lay down, then of course checked my heart and also drained me out of blood. They couldn't get much from the like right arm where they normally would get, because
that's something you were severely dehydrated with. Because your veins pop real damn quick.
No, like they found the vein, but just blood wasn't.
Yeah, that's because you're dehydrated.
Okay, but they managed to do it on my hand. And now, ever since they took blood in my hand, I'm seeing more veins on my hand than I ever did.
That'll pop up.
So it's just crazy. So they draw blood, and nothing was wrong. And, oh, wait, roses are red. The churches are
still.
Make a diarrhea on a roller coaster and splashes 14 people. Oh, my God. But they, of course, they said nothing wrong. They gave me, God, what is that called? It's Lawrence M., a.k.a. Intivan.
Ativan.
Yeah, but they got like a long word or something.
Yeah, that's the thing they for.
Yeah. And, so they did say my blood pressure was a little bit too high, and I called up my regular doctor and did like a checkup.
Yeah, but a lot of that has to do with the panic attack, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I kind of missed time and a half off of that. So freaking. So that sucks. Sucks because we did get the. like the home game scheduled for the Brewers for the next season. And it's like, we don't work Memorial Day. We don't work on my birthday. Well, the morning crew probably has to work on my birthday, but I might probably end up taking off anyway.
No, work on your birthday. That's cool. Walk around with a hat on saying it's my birthday.
Oh, God. We're not working 4th of July this year for once.
Really?
Yeah. No 4th of July work.
Wow.
We're no games on 4th of July. The only holiday game we got is Labor Day again. So, yep. I was looking at it. It was a shocker. And right now, how the Brewers are doing is they still got the one spot of the wild card spot, while St. Louis is, by, I think, they like a game and a half behind them. So we're hoping that they stay a game and a half behind them so they can keep that first wild card spot so they can have a home playoff game at least. That means I'll be working. And, of course, it's like a couple weeks left. And they got San Francisco this weekend. Then they got the Cubs on the road next week. And they got somebody, though it's not Pittsburgh, it's, well, I'll look at it when the time comes. But I just know, like, the final three games of the season, they got Detroit. That I'm sure of. So it'd be good if they make it to the playoffs. It'd be their first time back in the playoffs since 2011. So yeah, it was that long ago. And like a few times before that, it's like they was top of the division for one period of time, then they just dropped. And last year they were fighting for that final wild card spot, which they didn't get. Because of that one game they lost before the – is that – what the
–
oh. Oh, yeah, it was one of those games they – one of those final three games that they lost that they needed to win to – secure that spot, and it didn't happen. But as people were saying, the Brewers were the most surprising team in the Major League Baseball. And although in the earlier on in the season they had that big old gap between them and the Cubs, and then now it's just like kind of switched. But like, well, the good thing is like they're not that far from the Cubs. They're like right. Excuse me. Right now, they're like four games behind them after they lost to them yesterday. Boo-hoo. But I got a feeling feeling that when if they play them in the playoffs, there's a chance that they might beat them. Because as of lately, they've been winning the series, season series against them. Although, you know, Cubs are like at the top of the Central Division. So I would like to see that matchup. So it's going to happen anyway because, like, the winner of the Brewers and right now is the Cardinals with that final wild card spot going to face the Cubs. And for some of you that don't know, like, how that wild card playoff spot works, they added it. It was either last year or the thing was the year before they added it. That two of the wild card teams played one game. Like whoever's like up on wins on that, of course, gets the home court advantage. Well, home advantage, I should say. You don't say home court when it's the NBA, but they had that advantage and played that one game and. You win, you move on. You lose, you're done. But, man, the Bucks. It seems like they made some moves, of course, you know, the offseason with the signing of Brook Lopez, Arizona, Ida Silva, also with re-signing Shabazz Muhammad, the two-way players that they got, forgot who they are. I think Jalen Morris was one, and Tony DeWatt, I believe, is the other from Duke. Because I know earlier on this show, I think it was a couple of weeks back, I probably talked about them. And they signed Christian Wood, mainly for, like, training camp. And I know, according to them, they got, like, a final wild card spot open. And I guess they're going to try to figure out who they're going to keep, who they're going to sign, and yada, yada, yada. So it'll be interesting. So they got, like, about, I think it's like 20 to 21 players on their roster right now. And they do have to cut it down to 17. Besides keeping the two players that are two-way. Because according to them, they only have like one spot left for that roster. But you don't know what's going to go on between now and by the time they have to cut it down. I know everybody was, like, hoping that they keep on Christian Wood, whatever, for the good thing that – the stuff that he was doing in the summer league. But you can only hope. You never know. And although they had the Pfizer Forum welcome for, like – people in attendance like a couple of weeks ago. I know they're going to also have something for everybody, maybe open practice like they normally would do, so Bucks fan fest. But just from what it seems like, it may happen like the end of the month. So, and the bad thing is, like, if they do it that Saturday or Sunday, wherever. I hope they do it earlier than that, but they haven't announced it yet. So I can have, like, a day off and go to that. You know, meet with the players and take pictures and see them practice and stuff like that. So I went last year. I missed the year before. Then I went to the.
You missed one year.
Yeah, and that was the year before.
Yeah. I don't even know why you missed that year.
I think you was going somewhere. Yeah, you was going somewhere, and I had the opportunity to go, but I guess I just didn't get up in time. Ooh. So, DJ, play a song for me. We'll be right back.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. A promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am.
Water just to clear my throat because I was kind of sounding a little bad.
You did.
At least sound fine. By the feeling of my voice, I did.
Well, I'm not listening.
I'm not wrong. But anyways, as y'all was listening to Hazel Under the Mouth show yesterday, she was... Hey, this might happen again if we talk about the subject.
God.
Should we talk about the subject?
Try it.
All right. I know she was talking about Nike and all that stuff yesterday. But what I did earlier this week is, like, I asked people that, do you guys think of people burning their shoes or boycotting Nike? Do you think some white people... were showing their true colors racism-wise. So some of y'all did respond it, but only maybe like two people was like making it about really against it, but trying to make it the situation bigger than what it is. Like, somebody had put, like, don't you find it weird that they got a quarterback that's not playing in the NFL to be there, be the face of Nike for their anniversary campaign? I was going to say something back, but I'm just like, it's one of those arguments that you're not going to win because it's like, it just, that person is just so one-sided and don't see the other facts, but just see, like, it's either one way or the other, but don't see the other side of it.
Thank you.
Freaking dog. But, anyway, I just find it like weird that some people are like so one sided that boycott it, but don't even see the big picture. It's like, to add is like either you're sacrificing everything, either if you lose a lot, which is the case. It's like you want to stand by what you stand for. You don't have that many people that done this in a long time. You, of course, you have your NFL, NBA, and other players like do stuff for the community. Is like the Brewers got this. They do this 50-50 raffle every home game. Just like half of it is gonna go to their foundation that they're gonna like do like fix the community, like fix the houses or visit people and all this other stuff. Like mainly just trying to help the community. And I know they. I think it was like maybe, I think they started doing it in like my final year at the middle part before I came back. I think they started it then. And I think 2 years ago, the Bucks started doing that as well. And of course, you know, they got their NBA Cares campaign going on, which is for like people that get upset that, you know, that person takes a knee or doesn't stand for the flag because of other stuff that's going on that's not changing. They are always doing stuff for the community. Half of the time, it's like on their days off, they do other things in the community that you don't know. Like, take Jabari Parker, for example. Although he's not with the Bucks anymore, but he's done a lot of stuff for the schools in his city and also for the community as well. And it's like, I'm gonna be forever grateful for that. So if he's on like one team or whatever, like, I'm not gonna boo him. Because it's like, if people don't realize what he has done for the community for his time being here, that is on them.
Willing to educate themselves on what sports stars do behind the scenes.
Right.
Now, part of that's the media's fault as well, because the media's quick to report when an athlete does something bad.
You okay?
But they won't report when. They very rarely report when there's something good going on. You know what I mean?
Right. Because it seems like you'll see, like, in the middle of a game, whatever, like, after the commercial break, they'll show, like, okay, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that.
Right.
But it should be just showing, like, on NBA games. It should be, like, on the news and all that stuff, too. And it just don't get that much coverage on that, which is just sad. And other, some other sad thing is like with the this city and stuff, you got certain like people and certain artists, like certain celebrities that don't contribute nothing to the city they used to be in.
You know, go out and spend thousands of dollars and millions of dollars and stuff.
Right.
Protect it, you know, go back to your old high school. Help someone out at your old high school.
Right. And this was like, because at the time I was just like upset with some of these celebrities that were from here, but some of them hasn't, you know, hasn't done anything to, you know, better the city or better the community that they're from.
Like they're not interested. It's like once they get out of the area, they're done it, you know. And trying to have people acknowledge, like when they say, oh, where you're from, you know, where did you come from originally? You'll hear a lot of them who are embarrassed about being from around here say, well, my family originated from Alabama moved to the Midwest.
Right.
You know, you very rarely hear them say, oh, my family is from Milwaukee. Or, like, some of them, my family is from Chicago or whatever. It's always where the family originally came from and that they moved to the Midwest. Now, the Midwest, as you know, covers multitude of areas. So.
Right. And it's just, like, sad. You have, like, athletes, you know, they live here and stuff like that, contribute to the community.
Right.
And I know sometimes they have to do it, but most of the time they want to do it. And, like, they're not even, like, from here, and they like contribute to the community. It's just sad because I know there's is more than just like here that, you know, people come from here and don't do anything. I know that's going on in other places too, and that's just sad. Just like why? It's like if you.
I moved to Milwaukee. I could speak to somebody who's moved from different places. But you know, I still had that huge sense of pride when I come to Milwaukee.
Right.
You know, that's my home. England will be my home. You know, I'm the first one screaming at the TV when England are playing and all that lot. And I have no shame in saying where I'm from. And I don't think anybody should. It's where you grew up. And if you say it's a rough area and you're an athlete or someone with money and everything, first go back and tell the rough part where you came from.
Exactly. I know we're about to run out of time. We will give you guys more information on where we're going to move to and stuff in the coming days or weeks. So just watch out for that. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check out for, like, wrestling events that's going on in the area and also like in the Illinois area as well. And photos and stuff like that. I'm well going to try my best to, you know, play catch up on there and add more material and stuff in there. Let's see. Look for WFSO on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And catch up some of our videos on YouTube as well. As we are gaining some followers, so that's a good thing. So keep it up. From all of us here, from Hazel, this is Artrell. Have a good night, and you guys will hear from us soon. Goodbye, everybody.